Kama murungi.
Ekisera kyonna.
Yesu murungi.
Ekisera kyonna.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bade manyi temwalidde.
I thought you didn't eat.
Ani atalidde
kyeggulo. Who did not eat supper?
Someone
who never ate supper
to here.
To but we go get them something to eat.
Yes, you have
praise you. Jesus much.
So to have
now we thank God.
Unto
us he don't eat.
For
unto him day and night they are the same.
Darkness
and the light shines the same to him.
When
written the Psalms 139
and
the verse 8
unto 15,
you understood that well. Unto God never gets night.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Unto us it gets night. But unto him it never gets night. That's why we say we thank him, he don't eat our way. But most of all we thank him
for
don't eat in our hearts and in our minds. The star which shines of the word of God. Every morning you wake up, you don't eat and shine. What do you think of that word?
But
when he speaks in Peter, I say that what's most good, we have the word of the prophets. We do well to see it as a star which shines even in our inner mind. He moves on to down it every day.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Those who move in the land of the night and they are sleeping.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. For he said those who sleep in the night.
But the
spirits, they don't know where they are going and they don't know where they came from. Now unto them it never dawned. But unto us it dawned in the body and in the spirit. That too we thank it to the Lord.
Always
dawning it in the body and in the spirit. And the light's moving to shine for us. Even this day the light of knowledge has come out. The light of knowledge come out where it slept.
It's
going to move on to shine for us. When we shall live here, you surround
world wide promise call upon Uganda.
We talk about Mukama kwa service in Uganda.
God's final work on plant earth basing in Uganda.
Uganda, Africa.
The greatest and last revival upon the earth ever promised by God.
Revival echa sinze ere sembayo eri kunsi yasubizwa mukama
under the title
wansi wa title
the call
okuitibwa
covenant
endagano
and the glory of God upon Uganda
cha mukama ku Uganda
in AD
mu AD
like on Israel in BC
ngabe chali ku Israel mu BC.
Yes, ye bazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga tulina jitutuse
and we have a point we've reached
tujukira.
We remember we still see God reveal me the call, the covenant, and his glory on the nation of Uganda. Through the journey of heaven, moved in the Bible for 7 years. In this day, we head on to part 1 and part 2 of the call. Of the journey.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus much. In where he reveals all things we are made to do. To resume preach gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
So
right here is where there is the beginning of all those brushed off when things to be done in our call. I tell you as we say, and God reveals me the call, the covenant, and his glory on the nation of Uganda through the journey of heaven,
moved
through the Bible for 7 years.
Part 1
and this day we head on to begin on part 1 of the journey of heaven and we shall also have the part 2 of the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. By name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness together with Pastor Bosa,
no, Bible.
Our Bible reader Pastor Robina.
tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Mwebale okwewaayo.
Thank you for committing yourselves.
Okunoonya Mukama nga bwe yatugamba.
To seeking God as he told us.
Asinzira mu ngero 8:17.
This is in Proverbs 8:17.
Yagamba ayagala abamwagala.
He said the love for those who love him.
N'abanyikira okumunoonya banaamulaba.
Those who diligently seek him will see him.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Wabula yatugamba Yeremiah sura ya 29.
But he told us in Jeremiah 29.
Onyole 10 paka 12.
Verse 10 unto 12. That if we diligently seek for him, we shall see him.
If
we search him with all our hearts, he taught us, sending us in Isaiah 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and we read. Now we thank God
all
you've committed yourself on that issue. We face in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God to move on to reach unto you the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. In the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC, we say we're still seeing that our heading and God reveals me the call, the covenant, and this glory on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD through the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus much. We
head
on to see the part one of the journey of heaven that moved in the Bible for 7 years, and we also have the part two of the journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
The journey of heaven,
it's
my journey and your journey. It's the journey of those who live before us.
The
young of us living now, even those who are coming, reaching the coming back of Jesus Christ. Remember, we've seen much to reach that point. When we began to see God reveal me the call, the covenant, and his glory on the nation of Uganda. Through the journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years, in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the Azotas, the Urim, the Thummim, the spiritual transports. And remember, we first God explained of the spiritual transports. Those God used to come visit us with his angels on this world, or we to visit them in heaven. All those revealed them to us in those transports.
And
revealed the mystery of the 7 years, where God reveals fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God, those sent in the entire world, and they appear in the Holy Spirit together with seven groups of angels, sent them to base in Uganda to work in the entire world as they were in the nation of Israel. God explained why the John of heaven moved in the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he first reveals us the call and the covenant and his glory on the nation of Uganda as they were marked in the Holy Scriptures.
In
that issue, we analyzed such it well.
So,
now the other issue, why the John of heaven was moved in the Bible, to prove the truth of the Bible just as it is in the heavens, in the Ark of the Covenant, in the midst of the cherubims, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
It's
right in there. We gave in a photocopy of the Bible on the world,
and
from there be proven the Ark of the Covenant is meant to be in the nation of Uganda as prophecies have been speaking.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Another reason why the journey was moved in the Bible, because the Bible has its original in heaven, not accepted to twist the word of God, take it in the meaning which is not of God, or to move it beyond the meaning it speaks. It's the way of twisting it, even others to subtract from it, and they speak half of it, and they even adding it. And that's refused us. For the Bible has its original in heaven. And we're given its rhythm. Isaiah 28:9-13. To preach 2 to 4 commands.
Just
the Bible commands in on every issue spoken in the Bible. Read 2 to 4 and above scriptures from the Old and the New Testament. All those who brings them back and renews them through the nation of Uganda for the call which is on us for the other nations.
And
that the covenant box is in the nation of Uganda today.
Now,
after we finished that, we asked and we saw the reason why God presumed to reveal the John of heaven here, basing in the nation of Uganda. Yet first revealed it first in the nation of Israel.
And
given us the book of remembrance unto all the nations that indeed our home is in heaven. As Philippians 3:20 says that because our citizenship is in heaven. Now we came seeing those headings. Under this heading, God revealed telling me the call, the covenant, and his glory on the nation of Uganda as it was on Israel in the era of BC. Now we saw all those issues and we reached the next issue, why God revealed this journey of heaven and is basing in Uganda to be able to restore the gospel of the kingdom of God and its righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. We first saw what is the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Discovered
kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit in his fullness and his works. As he said, Matthew 12:28,
you
cast demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come for you.
Discovered
that to see and to seek the kingdom of God,
seeing
the fullness of the Holy Spirit and his works, the seven spirits of God. And we saw of the righteousness which cometh from believing, and faith coming from believing and hearing the word of God. As in Romans 10, in the verse 9-17. But he told us there is also what we call holiness, which comes from acts of righteousness. Spoke in the James 2 and he said that faith without works is dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
all those issues we saw them, to see fruits of righteousness and holiness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now after we finished there, and we said, let's go see what's the kingdom of heaven. And we ended as we discovered it. These are the territories of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and they are the territories
of
kingdom of God and all creations in heavens and earth. But we wanted to go see those territories. Where sprang these journeys? We are of two types. The journey of heaven moved in the Bible.
Part 1.
And the journey of heaven moved Bible for 7 years.
Part 2.
Yes, praise Jesus much. Let me hope we've reached well. I want God to prepare you. And you can pour the summary and it's in your head. In 2-3 minutes and you've finished it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
we want to begin right from there. The journey of heaven moved in the Bible
for part 1.
7 years, part 1.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe as we begin right from there, I'm going to first give in the brief. The journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years.
Part 1.
It's the journey of heaven from the planet Earth. It's the journey of heaven from the planet Earth. Through the fourth heaven to be created in the realm below,
Orugendo lweguru.
The journey of heaven.
Part 1.
Praise Jesus much. I want you briefly write off the part 1. Understand what we are going to look into and see.
Those,
the journey of heaven is part 1. Or we call it the journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years, part 1. In that part, it's the journey of heaven from our habitable earth. We call it the planet earth. From the planet earth through the fourth heaven to be created in the realm below. To move to the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Go to the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, where there cometh spirits of creations, even to go to the third created heaven, where there is the garden of God in the rim above. If you get that summary, it will help you move well in this journey. For we are going to move it in the scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
I say
the journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years.
Part 1.
It's the journey of heaven right from the planet earth. Right from the planet earth through the fourth created heaven in the rim below, and you put a comma. Moving up to the rim above through the first created heaven where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Moving up to the rim above through the first created heaven where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And right from the first created heaven to move ahead to the second created heaven. And from the first created heaven going ahead to the second created heaven where there are four living creatures, tower of all spirits created on the world. Have you put a comma there? From the second created heaven to go to the third created heaven where there is the garden of God, where there is the garden of God and the throne of God in the rim above.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is how we briefly going to move it.
Part 1
of the journey. Let expect you've written well those things. The one typing, you first type those words. You will write your own notes later. If that journey you've understood it well, you will be able to explain it to others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have the journey of heaven, the second part. The journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years, part 2. That one is to take us above the heavens. in the beginning, in the new heavens and the new earth. That I'm not to take you there this time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I think this journey, if it reach you well like that, it will move on to help you to know how you can move it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
We shall have the journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years.
Part two.
The second part.
Eyo.
That one is what takes us above the heaven at the beginning in the new heaven and the new earth.
Notice
what we call above the heavens, where God best has created the heavens and earth. And you can't be a builder of a house and you were residing in the same house. He created heaven and earth which are today. There is a place where he based. And there the Bible calls it above the heavens. And you pass through all the heavens. There you have gone to the beginning. At the beginning. Just as you read in Genesis chapter 1.
But
from the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Where is the beginning? There we've headed on to above the heavens. That will come in the journey of heaven part 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then you will go right above the heaven. But you're going to be on this world as you foresee many things. Get them from far and even manifest them. And you're going to be the light on the world to lighten to all the nations as the nation called to lead all the other nations. Prepare them for the coming back of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
want to begin with our journey part
1,
the journey of heaven part
1,
the journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years.
Part one
we have told you the journey of heaven from the planet earth. I want to speak them slow that you get to understand them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Part 1
of heavens moved in the Bible for 7 years. Part
1,
the journey of heaven from the planet earth or the planet earth through the first created heaven in the realm below. That we've spoken of down there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Part 1.
This journey of heaven is part 1. It's the journey from the planet earth, through the fourth created heaven in the realm below. It means in it are many things. But we've said it's the journey of heaven from the planet earth through the fourth created heaven in the realm below and to ascend to the realm above through the first created heaven where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And from the first created heaven in the realm above, move on to the second created heaven where there are four living creatures, where spirits of all creations are stored, and where they are gotten to be created on the world. And to pass through the second created heaven in the realm above to move on to the third created heaven. In passing through the second created heaven, to move on
to
the third created heaven, where there is the garden of God and the throne of God, which is surrounded by 24 elders. When
we
reach there, we've reached the third heaven and we go above the heavens. It will herald the journey of heavens, part
2.
Remember, we are going to pass through them in the brief. The detail will come later.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
begin on our journey of heavens, part
1.
What you first note, this journey holds two rims.
Though
it's part 1 of the journey of heaven, but it has two rims involved in it. We have the rim below and the rim above. Let's first speak like that.
But
the journey of heaven, part 1, it has two rims in it. It has the rim below,
made
of the fourth created heaven. Where there is the planet Earth. The journey of heaven is part 1, has two rims. There is the rim below, made of the fourth created heaven, where there is the planet Earth.
In
this journey of heavens, part 1, it has the second rim, the rim above. This second, the journey of heavens, part 1, it has the rim above. The rim above is made of three heavens. The rim above, it's made of the three heavens. Where there is the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The rim above, it's made of three heavens. Where is the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, store of all spirits, those created on the world.
We've
said heavens to be created, where there is the garden of God, even the throne of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to differentiate those parts in the Bible. For Bible openly shows it that those two rims, they are existing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
One,
first break out with us, see our journey is like that. And there is the rim above and the rim below. Let's enter in the Holy Scriptures and explain us of what we've spoken of.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've begun with the gospel as the Spirit made it, John write it. According to the things Jesus moved on to explain us, he speaks in John as he
said,
he came from the rim above and we were in the rim below. Let's read in John.
John
8:23. We are getting explained of the true rims. The rim below,
head
of the fourth created heaven and its fullness, and in there is also the planet Earth. Even the rim above, which has the first created heaven, the second created heaven, and the third. We want to prove those rims indeed are there. And you don't think that heavens is in dimension, that when you branch off here and you enter in it, it's not like that. We want to get order of these things. If you move from the rim below, there is also the rim above. Don't go in dimensions, but you ascend up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That's
why Bible begins in John. John 8:23 as speaks this. John chapter 8 verse
23.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Jesus, when he came on the world, he moved on to explain to us
that
he had come from the rim above and we were in the rim below. As in the rim below, even in the location called planet Earth, listen like this. The Lord Jesus, he came from the rim above. The
third
heaven passed through it, came second created heaven, where there are four living creatures. And he passed through the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, and he came to the rim below. And he came to the rim below, the fourth created heaven, in the place called the planet Earth. The language is very clear. He said he's of the rim above. We are in the rim below, and people of the planet Earth. I don't know if you've understood me well. The rim below is made of the fourth created heaven. The rim below is made of the fourth created heaven, and it was the last. It's the rim below. That's why he told us he was coming from the rim above. We are of the rim below and on the planet Earth. Let's read this verse as we hear.
John 8:23.
He said, I tell you, you are down in the rim below, and you are of the world. But I am of the rim above. I am not of this world. There are two things, brethren. If you are to move the journey of heaven, in your mind,
there
is the rim below, and it holds the planet Earth. The fourth created heaven. Think that there is the rim above.
Where
is the first created heaven? The second created heaven? And the third. If you get to know that, no one will tell you heaven is in dimension.
Because
think they are in dimension, they say. Perhaps it's like right here.
Ngoino okueta mukatona
au you enter the spiritual world.
Na ye afamuku.
But the one who came from heaven,
yes,
the Lord Jesus,
anyonyura ntineda,
he explains no.
Togena mu dimension wabulo okola chi oyambuka na dimension
we chawa, but you are sent to the rim above.
Tokola chi togena mu dimension
we baga. Dimension as they say. Even when he was taken,
yes,
he was lifted as he saw and he moved up.
So dimension,
dimension and he brushed off.
Yes, he
praise Jesus much. Enter the memory of the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey.
They are not
at all, they are all easy, the one with understanding.
No, and the one
gets knowledge like today. They are getting to be easy. You know, our Lord,
when
the Holy Spirit was in him, he said in the John chapter 6, he said, I tell you the truth, see the Son of Man ascend to the room where he came from.
He
did tell them, you see him branch in dimension.
He
told him, when you see him ascend, ascending, does it mean you got dimension? Many of you out in the world, those who bring the wrong knowledge,
Bible the so-called knowledge,
Bible says,
it's
like knowledge, but it's not knowledge.
They
called us like that.
According, The journey,
according to the journey of heaven as it first moved in Israel, God brought it in the nation in
place,
that reveals the entire world, these things how they are. They are not to go in dimension. You know, there is one man,
he's
called
Branham,
Prophet Branham.
That
prophet first,
he had
stood well with God.
And
God told him, the prophecy is perverted much my people, for it's been intervened by divination. I want teachers now. Now what he did, he didn't wait
to tell him
that these are the teachers. He shifted to enter ministry of teaching. That's why he perverted to teach heaven is in dimension.
Office
of the teacher, but he went to involve himself.
There
he invented that their religion of the Branham. Even many others, they speak things like those
and
don't understand things of heaven how they are. Remember, it's our work as church,
the
ambassadors of God in heaven, explain things of heaven.
If we
said the ambassadors of God,
it's
the God who resides in heaven.
Don't
ask no things of heaven and explain them. That's the work of the church in the midst of the world. Our Father who is in heaven and where he is, and how can we reach there?
Oh,
that's where we came from. Praise Jesus.
Man.
When he speaks with us in John,
the
Holy Spirit was in the Lord, and he says in the John 6 verse 61, and he said this, John
6:61, Boyamanya munda muyenti abayigirizwa bebe mulugunyira kino nabagamba anti kino kibe sitaza olunyolwe nkaga mwebiri kale kiri bakicyabwe muliraba omwana w'omuntu ngalenya je yali kulubereberye.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Tikale kiri bakitya,
how will it be
we muliraba omwana w'omuntu,
when you will see the son of man
ngali nyokuda je yali kulubereberye,
ascend where he was in the beginning.
Omanchi tamu kono kisoka kiyongera yo kuwaguru
passes it and heads on to above the heavens.
Manino gena gulwe go ina kolinya,
going to above the heavens, you have to ascend.
Ninga to ready ali avude mchitundu cha guru kusoka,
ready yet come from the rim above before.
Ngatona gena eri kulubereberye
before you go to the beginning.
Ichigamo kulinya,
the word ascending,
tichitegeza tgena muda.
It doesn't mean you go to the dimension.
Go,
you turn around and enter in heaven. Teachings like that.
We will
seem like ambassadors of God on the world concerning heaven. I don't know what church we are up to. Look at religions now. There, I don't know. They can't even tell you things of heaven.
Surprised
to be an ambassador of God who is in heaven.
You
cannot tell people things of heaven.
But
one of God speaks the words of God. God speaks of the world or of heaven.
We as
children while on the world,
we would
have thought a way to go back to him. Shall we seek him in dimension?
Dimension
means move around, turn around, enter another world, that of the spirit. That now they say heaven is in dimension. The one who came from there is the Christ. Even his angels who
visit
us, never shown they come from dimension. They tell us that they descend from heaven, or they ascend to go back to heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Have you read
the Bible and it said, and the angel disappeared in the dimension to go to heaven?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now he told
them,
when you see the Son of Man and he ascends, go to heaven where he came from. You know, he was coming from the rim above.
He
explained the rim above, the first, second, and third heavens. He joined them up the rim above. But we are going to explain them. The rim below
is
made of the fourth created heaven, and its fullness.
In
there is the planet Earth. In the room above, has the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Also have the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, store of spirit, or of creations, spirits of creations created on the world. And there is the third heaven, where there is the garden of God,
paradise of God,
or the paradise of God,
in
the throne of God. If you go beyond there,
go
what we call above the heavens. Don't accept you ascending. You
to
go above the heavens.
Don't accept the
dimension. You have to ascend more higher.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So when
things God help you,
they will
be revealed to you.
When
Jesus was going back to where he came from, in the Acts 1,
verse
9 to 11, he did show that he disappeared in dimension.
He
showed lifted by clouds to head on to heaven.
So teachings
which confuse in the world.
He showed
perhaps heavens hidden right from us here.
Is
on the world which is called planet Earth. Here, we are not in heaven with this world. When you come out of the world, you head on to see other planets. Go see the kingdom of the stars. And then you see heavens very far. And it's the fourth to be created. The last created heaven in the rim below. Northern door of fourth created heaven.
And
ascend to the rim above. Where we find the first created heaven, the second created heaven, and the third.
Where
you can't just put them in order. Except when God has taught it to you.
This
is where he said, but who can order them for us? It is hard.
When
the Lord is with you like today,
tell
you there are things, signs proving our apostleship all over the world. And he said these signs will follow you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But signs prove you have the Spirit of God. You first become witnesses of the Lord. Miracles food for the children they follow.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Now, when you read in the Acts, he said this. Acts chapter 1, verse
9. Kwogera ebyo nga batunuulira n'asitulibwa ekire. Nechimutolo kumujia maso gawe. Olunyole kumi. Bwebali bekaliriza maso muguru wa agenda. Laba. Abantu babiri nebai mira kumpi na bo. Ngabamba dengo yezitukula.
Bwebali bekaliriza.
As they watched intently. For they were standing.
Nasulibwa.
And he was lifted.
Nechirene chimupiki mokumore keze.
And the cloud picked him to head home to heaven.
Ngayambu shiwa.
And was ascending up.
Na nebaka anagamba. And
they were watching as he entered the heavens. Two angels appeared to them, those called the two men.
They
told, where you've seen him go is the way he will come back. He will come back not coming from the dimension. He will be coming from heaven. But the question is, coming from which heaven? You know, we don't have those things in the world. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm evangelist Topaz. We saw when he was saying farewell to the disciples, and the cloud lifted him. We saw him enter heaven. How did they do that? For these physical eyes cannot see that sight. Lord bless you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Today when you go out there, because this planet up and a portion up there,
the
portion up is transparent. Even the stars, but the stars are not in the planet Earth. When you go outside this time,
You are inside planet Earth. But the sun is outside planet Earth. The moon is also outside it. Even the stars.
But if,
the planet Earth, you can see them while you look up there.
But
the portion of planet Earth up there, it's of glass.
It's transparent. You
can see through it.
Amen.
Because you cannot see him and he's on the gate of heaven. But you see him heading up.
The
gate of heaven is far higher. You cannot even see it.
I've
reached at the end of the heaven. The fourth to be created. You see the sun, you think it's in the planet Earth.
But
the sun is not in the planet Earth. It's outside planet Earth. If it was in the planet Earth, it can burn off everything.
It's
time if he just draws it near,
you need
to see the heads melting.
The
hair burn off. They begin to get burnt off.
He
put it up out of planet Earth.
And
this you get light which has been when it reaches the planet Earth,
light
it reflects and scatters. You get a reflection of light. We don't get the real light direct from the sun. If we dare get it, everything is burnt immediate. If you want to test, go buy a torch and you buy a glass and it can be transparent both sides and get one side flash in it. The light you get out of the glass is what we get of this from the sun. We have never gotten it direct.
It
never happens. If it there happens, we cannot bear it. But let us leave that.
We've
not reached it yet.
We
shall study everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God. He
who
teaches us to profit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we see our journey part one. In it holds two rims. The rim below, both created heaven and its fullness, where there is also planet Earth, the planet Earth. Then the rim above, made of the first created heaven, where there is the city of God.
Then
and the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, store of spirit of creations. Even the third created heaven, the paradise of God and the throne of God. But we are differentiating the room above and the room below.
And
mind you, in yourself to understand where you came, if you are to live here to go back. How do you dare go there? You branch off, how do you do it? Indeed, we are on this world, but we speak our Father is in heaven.
But
what we do to go there and where do they pass?
And
where is heaven even? Is that the blue heaven we see up there? Friend, you have to pass through that. And you head on to the rim above. Not said about the heavens.
We
see the rim above. Above heavens will be part two of the journey.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But remember, when God was creating heavens and the earth which are, He divided water too. Water which was moved up and that which came down. Now, water which went to the downwards.
out of it he made the fourth created heaven and its fullness, even the planet Earth. The water which went upwards, the first created heaven, the second created heaven, and the third. As we saw, when the
situation
in Genesis,
we begin
from the last created heaven, did not the ones in the realm above when he created them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
reading Genesis chapter 1,
when he
created heaven and earth which are today, moved on to divide them into two, the room above and the room below. Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 and to 8. Genesis chapter 1 verse 6.
Katonda nayogera nti wabeewo eggulu wakati mu mazzi. Katonda nayogera nti wabeewo ebbanga wakati mu mazzi. Yawulenga amazzi n'amazzi. Katonda nassaawo ebbanga n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu w'ebbanga.
Yeah,
what happened in the beginning? First, when water moved upwards, another came downwards. Water which went upwards first made all the creations,
and
where the first created heaven, where is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
and
the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, tower of spirits given bodies on the world, and created the third heaven, where there is God paradise and his throne. Then he came to the rim below, created the fourth created heaven in its fullness,
where
the sun, the moon and the stars, even the planet Earth, even other planets.
There
he winded up creations we see in Genesis. In Genesis we didn't see him create the first created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
true from the creation,
there were two parts
in which the work was being done.
After
he divided one water,
he
moved to the rim above,
and
another the rim below.
That's
the rim below.
He circled
what we call the fourth created heaven.
Went
inside there, designed our planet Earth, designed other planets, designed the stars, the sun, the moon, and the firmament of the heaven. Those of the rim above, he had finished them long time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As we reach in Genesis,
you
see as if he creates one heaven. Even the rim above. My brethren,
these
were first the nation of Israel, but they had not enough light. But surprising,
while the same it said
there is a treasure which was given us, the treasure of
knowing
the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And let me tell you,
you
cannot be praising yourself out there in knowledge,
but
you cannot explain the thing
till
they have poured on you the Spirit of God.
He
comes from the nation of Uganda, as God's given him a base,
it
anoints you the anointing which
teaches
secrets of the kingdom of heaven. You will think of praising yourself. You go and try.
Go look
them internet. Tell them. Tell me, heavens has how many rims? You will see the chaos there. You have teachers you trust in the Bible, in the world. Is it not that? Like who?
Prince Ani.
The Joseph Prince.
Go
on his web. Write to him. Ask him. Get the giants you hear of.
David
will come to strike Goliath is when you will prove. This is not
much
to scorn others,
but
under the call on this nation that they will be taught.
Amen.
That that
the Jewish was marked
under
that nation to give you light of knowledge. Let me tell you, see,
if you want
to become a president, it is impossible. For you have no anointing for that.
Except
when you go humble down, perhaps you two can tap it.
You
inject money you want,
and
no anointing for it, no one proclaimed it on you, it will never happen. Look in history of leaders. No one abruptly came from else and they came to be leaders. They began and under to tap the anointing for that. Like you always speak that term.
But
that's not what we are on.
We are
in the realm above and realm below. Journey of Heavens Part 1.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These are what we are on today. I moved on to tell you, water from the beginning has created heaven and earth, water was divided into two. When the rim above, we didn't know what he did in the water,
but
we knew what was done in the water in the rim below. Let's read again Genesis. Genesis 1:6.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewe banga wakati mazi. Yaulenga amazi na amazi. Olunyolo musanvu. Katonda nasa webanga na yaula amazi agali wansi webanga na amazi agali waguru mubanga.
Hear
what happened? That cattle put in the rim above and another put it under the rim below.
Now
what he did, that moved in the rim above, that make it the first created heavens, the second and the third. Now in the rim below,
he made
the fourth created heaven. It was the last.
And
he put there the planet Earth, even other planets, and the sun, the stars in the firmament. He said it was like that.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Let's read as we hear Genesis. Genesis 1:8.
Katonde banga nali iteguru. Nebuba kaungezi nebuba encha. Olorueluna koro kubiri.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. Now what God did?
Water
went in the rim above. After it did work up there, create the first heaven where the sea sister moved to the second heaven where the
fallen
creatures of the mountains of
it,
and moved to the third. Now we came to the rim below. Water in the rim below. He encircled, made a firmament on it.
Then
you see that he called it the firmament. We think it's only up there. But
see, what
called heaven is circular. He wrapped water within it.
Start
to put in their planet Earth, put other planets, put the stars in the sky.
Organize
things there. Now we, who said to be ambassadors of God,
yet
don't want to sit in the castles of His word. We came speaking things not clear.
God
calls you in His heaven. They tell you, explain that heaven. Heaven. Now heaven is this one up here. Don't want us to time be ambassadors who are fake.
Katonda
God we speak of is in heaven, and we too are on the world. Why deceive before yourself? Claim to be his ambassador,
yet
never sat in the council of his words to analyze and to mark.
You are
an ambassador of America. You cannot explain American policies and things there.
You say
ambassador of heaven.
You can't
even explain things of heaven. Let's humble believe one thing. Out of Uganda is to come ambassadors of God. And to move the entire world. To create
the
entire world ambassadors of God. The one in heaven.
Now
you may call it things of that this man, they call it this boy. Let me tell you one thing. I am not a boy. I am an elder of the church, of the light of knowledge. For wisdom is not in gray hair. They are not old, but they are elders in knowledge.
The Bible says
wisdom is not in gray hair.
They are
wise, knowing every secret.
They have
never gotten old physical.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
If
you become an elder in the knowledge, then we shall get elders of church.
No
one I stop to become that. Except when you stop yourself and you reject knowledge, God will reject you, be his priest.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, brethren, after was finishing great heaven,
he created the heaven,
yet he didn't show the others where he put them. We saw he had finished.
He finished
creating heavens and all its hosts. And we said now, what about the others? You created them where?
Created
one in Genesis. Formed the stars and the planets. Now the others you put them where? I gave you a summary. Genesis is summarized. Mostly chapter
1.
We get out of it thousands of books. And you explain one by
just
one.
Explain separate
the language. You have to write an entire book. And it is big volume. How did he separate and he did them?
Headlines
in Genesis.
You
have headings
on it. Beginning
God created heaven. He created them how? Where was he? All those are headings inside that. You have headlines.
And to Genesis 2,
you're still in those headlines. Up to chapter
4.
Explain detail in chapter
5.
Even chapters, you have headings, headlines.
Others,
where are the rest? That's why
you
say a little here, a little there. Others, you put them in Isaiah. Others in Amos. Others in Habakkuk.
Now,
gather them, it's the journey of heaven.
Move
to the Bible. To gather for you,
there is dream
above and dream below. You see, we've read it only in Genesis. We've gone in John. We've gone in Acts. It's for looking for them. It's what they call to seeking God. And we are in his book. And so climbing mountains.
But
don't climb a mountain and don't get the book of God. Look for him, you'll never see him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Speaks
in Genesis 2, he said, thus the heavens were created.
In
English, we have heavens. That's Luganda.
When
we call it maguru, you may think it's legs. In Luganda, heavens means legs. In Luganda, you speak it like that.
heavens in Luganda.
Heavens in Luganda.
Amen.
It's hard to write in Luganda. Let's write heavens.
that's
the heavens. People begin to look at their legs. These are the ones we are on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read Genesis 2, the first one. Genesis 2, verse 1.
Nebigwa okukole okukola amagul evens nensi.
You heard it? Let me read in English.
Genesis 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished.
Heavens,
and all the hosts of them. The heavens.
And the earth to be created.
And
all the starry hosts in every place. Every heaven they put hosts in it.
As you see
the heaven of the rim below.
Or
the heaven of the rim below. The fourth to be created. And the creating planet earth. And the create other nine planets. And create in the format of heaven. The stars, thousands of them. Where there is the sun. And the moon. Even as we shall see hell. Hell.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Even
heavens of rim above.
In their
starry hosts as they are meant to be there.
But
that of the rim above was the first.
Now,
chapter 2 Genesis. You wrapped up, summarized
it.
All the heavens and the earth finished to be created.
In
all the hosts of them. And he showed you he did not create one heaven. Even Genesis we have to change. Genesis 1 verse 1. And we say, in the beginning God created heavens and the earth. Because the earth has no plural. But they speak often of other planets. For it too is not one. If you make a plural of the word earth, what does it say? It's earth. It remains earth. It's not earth. Earth.
You
don't reach a point.
He created the planet. The planets.
And we shall say God created the planets.
And
in bracket we put earth.
And
we joined it up there. For
he
didn't create one.
The language in
Proverbs 8, 31, he says,
he
calls it the habitable earth.
It
means the others which are inhabitable. He wouldn't have singled out the habitable. He would have said the earth. When he speaks the habitable,
even the
others which you cannot habitate there.
Say,
is a language. Let me tell you, if you have the Holy Spirit, you don't need first go get dictionary.
Open
dictionary doesn't explain even some things of Bible.
Bible
is a dictionary of itself.
When join
scriptures four and above.
If
you want to go type login,
give
me the plural of office.
When
you go in the dictionary of the internet,
the
white man failed.
And
he called even heaven is not there.
He called in the beginning. God created the universe.
God created the universe. Some Bibles don't have it.
The word
heaven confused them.
They have
joined on Lucifer, troubling their heads. Maybe you have good news Bibles.
NIV.
NIV. Bibles which have been confused. And you haven't
created the universe.
Come here to the universe.
And they have
taken away heavens. They don't understand it.
They are
going to bring it back in people's hearts.
They
will demand, and the Bible they will find with us.
And they will cross
it, put there the word meant to be there.
What
Satan targets to put the word heaven from our heads. He wants to blot it out. Get things of heaven. That's what he
thinks.
He's too angry. You want to go there. You know, Bible says Revelation 12, 7 and 10. Satan was just from heaven.
He
came on the world filled with rage.
No,
he has a
short
time. He said, "You speak of heaven."
His
eyes and his fallen angels.
Why
you speak of those things?
He's
not there.
What is your universe?
There is a universe.
If the gospel
was taken from, you speak of heaven, you feel as if they are piercing you with a sword. That you
bring
the gospel that heaven we are going, it is very hard.
Some
pastors I reached on, they told me things of heaven we gave up on them. Don't tell us things of heaven here again. I told him, no, you are an ambassador of God in heaven. You don't want to speak of heaven.
The
things we hate them, they are not clear our way. We made one thing to make money. Every verse has money. Every verse is here. He sees money. Religious people give up, they say, let's put for them purgatory, which is not even there.
This
we shall explain our things, but the things of God that heaven, they are very hard.
They
totally gave up on them. Now born again, he will try to pursue things of heavens.
He perverted
them in the gospel of taking of the gains of the world.
Their
greed of things is much on them. I take it.
There
is a car. You take it
also.
And you get it in your chest like that. I take it.
They
corrupted you even to total corruption. And they made you an enemy of God. Remember, the one who desires the world become an enemy of God. Yes, we need them.
Said,
use them in life and serving him, even in moving on to understand him.
Don't
be out there yearn for them. And the prophet enters and you're waiting. You man, stand up. Stand up. The Lord is in
you.
Going to go to nations. For you. And you feel the Spirit shaking you like that to take it.
You're
used to those things of the mad people. Remember the
love,
and it's the seed right in your heart.
And it tears
up. You feel of God in the Holy Spirit. Yet the seed is tearing up yourself. What happened when they were making Eve? When they tell her, you will not die. She shook herself. She felt a shiver.
God
knows when you eat of it.
You
keep no good.
Now
she had to take it. Something loses her. And she saw again, the tree is desirable. They entered in an evil spirit. She even shook.
You
know, someone has things they deceive you.
Or
they already were planted in you. And they begin to stir up in yourself.
I
told you that you
stole.
You know what is in the heart? You shook. You may think the spirit put you in that moment. Don't you think all those who come from church, that they get the spirit, others get a shake, stand up. The night dance has ever passed you.
No, but can be
that's what happens on them.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. But brethren, that we have spoken concerning the rim above, which is made of the three heavens and the rim below, some of the initials.
Now,
let me tell you, let's create another heading in the midst here, which is to take us from the rim below. You think when Bible says, go look for the lost sheep, where did they get lost from?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
When
Bible says, go look for the lost sheep, they got lost from where? You know, our home is in heaven.
Our getting
lost doesn't make us know how we came from there and how we came on this earth. Now, the journey of heaven
is to
show you how you leave this earth. Go back where you came from, in the rim above.
And
they say, go look for the lost sheep. You think they got lost? How? What
we
speak in the entire world.
Go
look for the lost sheep.
And
let me tell you, something. The person knows where they came from. Here on the world.
Is there
anyone who doesn't know their physical home they came from? Or you've met someone on the road moving
and
they don't know they came from their specific home and they went to work even to take themselves back.
If
you find them on the way, say you are a lost sheep to them. They tell you what?
And
what do you explain to them?
Oh,
we say we look for the lost sheep. They got lost where? Where do you think those sheep got lost from?
If
get explained of that word,
we shall
show them how to leave this world where we are in the rim below. Go back home where they came from in heaven in the rim above.
But
created a heading immediately in the midst there. If they speak of lost sheep, they mean what?
It's
where did they get lost from? Jesus begins on that word.
John
14 speaks this. He was on the world in the rim below, and he tries to tell us that in the rim above he spoke this. John 14 verses 1
mukirize Katonda era nange munzikirize. Olunyolo kubiri mu nyumba ya kitange mulimu mashoni zinyingi ezokubeeramu. Singate chiri wechitio, nandi bagambie, kubanga ngendo kubatekera tekere chifo. Olinyo loku satu, ero banga ngendo kubatekera tekere chifo. Ndiko maona tene mba tuwala jendi. Nze jendi namwe mubereyo.
Ulide chigambe
chifo. You hear of that word? When he came in the rim below, the Lord Jesus, that made of the fourth created heaven, where
this
is the sun, the star, and the moon, the firmament of the heaven, the planet earth where he came in, he was on this world, he told us, your heart should not get worried. You believe in me, even believe my Father.
When
my father's house speaks from where he came from, rim above,
where
seen three heavens.
There
are many mansions there. Now we pointed on the city,
Jerusalem
of heaven. It's born in the first created heaven in the rim above.
But
you know what we told him? Let's go down here. John 14 verses 4.
Era jengende kubo mulimanyi.
He told us, where I go, you know the way through there. We say, Lord Jesus, do you have a problem? Where you go, we know the way. Have we ever been there? Where are you going even?
He explained
them, I come from the rim above. What is the rim above? Your father's house. Even where you go the way, where I go, you know the way. Jesus spoke. Where I go, you know the way. We showed him we already got lost. Where you go, we don't know there.
The sheep
are like that. They direct them their father's household. They don't know there anymore. Now listen.
John 14 verse
5.
Thomas nam gamba nti mukama waffe tetumanyi gyogenda ekubo tulimanyi tutya.
Thomas ya mugane.
Thomas told him, Lord Jesus.
Where
you go, in your place you said you came from. We don't know there. Now how dare we know the way there? We don't know the way. Jesus was lying that we know the way.
Taught
us to have known the way. All day long. Even where we came from, we don't know there in heaven.
Even
where we brought us on the world, we don't know it anymore. We told him, Jesus, those words of yours. Those are your own. Where
you
go, we don't know there.
Neither
we know the way to there.
Said,
okay, let's summarize. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He told us to remain hanging there.
Okay,
is the way, the truth, and the life. And
pierce
yourself in him, spread out in him to enter the Father. The
words
spoke of in that time. Spoke things in heaven and earth, they are all in him.
And
you remain moving in him.
Just
go on him in the rim above and you shift from the rim below.
I'm
not explain that today, but I bring to you what if they speak of lost sheep,
and
we explain between the rim below,
which
is made of fourth created heaven
in
its fullness,
where
even the planet earth, even the rim above made of three heavens. It's time they speak of lost sheep. What does that mean? These people don't know where they came from
and
how they go back there. These are the lost sheep. Sheep which got lost here, don't know where you sleep today on the world.
When
you find someone on the way, tell them,
you,
the sheep of God which got lost. You think I don't know our home? I know where I sleep. I sleep in the city of Kampala, in Uganda. In this place, I have never gotten lost. Yet the truth is, Jesus said in his father's house are many mansions. There are many stored mansions. Where I go, you know the way. And we say, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How dare we get to know the way? Have you ever seen a ship lost? You find it in the deserts.
And
you tell him, I come from your home. But the way
it back
is the same which brought you. And you know it. And the sheep tells you, let me tell you, see, where you go to, I forgot there. Even though it's our home, I no more know there.
Now,
will I know the way?
The sheep
got lost in the desert a long time.
Now,
this will come from their home. They told him, we have this our ship.
Headed
to that way, it got lost there. Go tell it.
His
father's house left many places.
But
when reach there, tell it one
day.
Where I go, you know the way. The sheep said, sir, in my mind, I no more remember we have our home. It's no more in me. I don't know there. Now you tell me that it's the way I will remember. That is what we answered God.
We
speak of him, the Father in heaven.
Jesus
said,
in my
father's house or your father's house, there are many places, mansions. I'm going to prepare for you and I come pick for you.
And
where I go, you know the way. We told him, we have not understood. Where you go, we don't know there.
Even
when we forgot it, we got lost on this world.
Do you
ever look to that word?
People
got lost, but they got lost on this world.
Mm.
When
you
read the lost sheep, they mean what?
You know,
always tell those who got lost in the
Advent,
they got lost in Catholics.
Those
at the ways
get
lost, desert by the goal got lost from the same place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know there are people and they come from Kampala and they get lost in the desert, but one goes to the east, another in the west, and they get lost scattered in those directions. All of us came from heaven,
but
on this world we get lost in it, but each got lost in their own way. That's why God said everyone is headed to their own way. We don't remember the way we came from in heaven, and we've bought grounds where we shall be buried. You know, you got stuck in the desert of this world and you say, we are dying, where will I be buried?
Even
knowing yourself, you don't know yourself, but you got the body of the
grave
and you called it yourself and you say, where will I be buried? And you fought for the grounds to be buried on, even those to bury you. On the day you check from the body, and you say, my God, how comes it didn't bury me? And what's that dead body again? You lift my cloth. You see the land you've entered in, they don't bury you. And there are those who pick you up. You ask, where are you taking me? And you didn't prepare for your home country. Now this place they prepared you in hell. You got lost. You say, I got lost.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus, man. Now that word,
you want
away from the children of God in the world. Don't dare tell them they got lost, but they discover themselves.
Amen.
They know where they are, where we came from, where we are to head back.
And
though we are in the rim below, fourth created the heavens, there is the sun, the star, and the moon. Even in the center of the fourth created heavens, the planet Earth and the other planets, we can allocate the heavens we came from in the rim above.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, the one who directs when he comes on the world, he directs you. But the one
who
fakes the map when they come, they make you more get lost. Those are one who holds the Bible and they can't show us where we came from. They are not taught on what concerns the map of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In Matthew 10, in the verse 6, spoke the Israelites and spoke this unto the disciples. When he sent them, he told them this. Matthew 10, verse 6.
Na ye, wachiri mugende liendige zabula, ezo mnyumba ya Israeli.
Have you heard well? Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What is this? All these were in the nation of Israel, but there are those who got lost. Those who got lost from where? Go to the lost sheep of Uganda. Find someone moving. They know where they come from, where they go on this world. And you tell them you're a lost sheep. And they say, you, I am a sheep got lost from where? They tell you, I don't know where I've come from. You know where I go, I don't know.
At times
God helped us and they didn't ask us much.
For
if they asked us those days, I don't know what we would have answered. You didn't get saved. Now when you get saved and you come back home, where is your home? That in heaven.
Okay.
How do I go there?
Because we
retained a gospel which is a little warm of the gospel. It seems to warn us as if we go to heaven, but it's not clear coming out. What happens when we give up and we go eat the world? 100 in heavens and 100 on earth. God must give us our 100 portion on the earth. There you go. You know the sheep is still lost.
Our
lost, not that we got lost elsewhere. This earth you see, those on it got lost. Except those who discover home in heaven. And they move on to be told how they came from there to come on this world. And the journey of going back, how is it standing?
So
what we speak of home is in heaven.
And 1
Timothy 6:7.
Then
we brought nothing.
So
we'll go back with nothing.
We brought
nothing on this world.
We shall
go back with nothing.
What
on the world we just use it while on this our journey.
Philippians
3:20 says,
because
our citizenship is in heaven
and we
await our Savior.
Jeremiah
22:10
says,
not cry for the one dying
and
neither to weep for them. That's the body.
Weep
bitterly for the one going, the one who goes, the late, who is called the human spirit.
Problem,
they have not gone back to their home country. In a time you leave planet Earth, of this planet Earth, of those strangers, and you didn't discover your home in the rim above,
you have moved
onto the darkness of getting lost in hell.
There's
no order, but it's the greatest confusion more than on the world.
You know,
on the world there is confusion.
There are
clans, tribes and nations. They say they came from somewhere, but they all got lost.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we are Uganda. We originate from those places that they speak them. You are all lost. You know there is
impact radio
one program they put on impact saying impact radio.
Ne Dream TV.
And Dream TV.
Ania waba.
Who perverted? All of you perverted, you errored. All of us are home in heaven. Yet you all perverted on this world.
And if
you bring that to me, who perverted? When I reach there, I bring the journey of heaven. And I say, you all perverted. That where are you going? I go to Jana. Where is it? What is there? Is it written here? You perverted. What about you? You advent. We go in hell. We
wait for
trumpet of the hands. You perverted. One on the cross was told to go to the paradise. What about you? We are going in purgatory. You also perverted. Our home is in heaven. What about born again? I
would
have gone to heaven, but I don't know there. You too, you perverted. What about the wizard?
I'm
going on the winds of my forefathers. Where are your forefathers living? In the mountains where they call you that they live there, those are
angels
that chase them from heaven. When father didn't pervert in hell, they moved on to getting lost. They never discovered light of their home in heaven. If you bring that heading, when I show you all perverted, I have no time for that.
It should
deceive you that religions are different ways which lead you to heaven. It's not that. There are many ways heading you on to destruction.
When
came from heaven, we passed this one way, Jesus.
He
who makes things in heavens and earth.
It's
the one we had to pass through to go back. Who got lost?
Or
who perverted?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
So ayongero tugamba.
Now he moves to tell us in the Jeremiah 50 in the verse 6, and he says this. Jeremiah 50 verse 6.
Abantu bange baba ngandiga ezabula. Abantu bange baba ngandiga ezabula. Abasumba bawe baba wabia. Baba chamiza kunsozi. Bava nga kulusozi ne bagenda nga kulusozi. Bera bide chifo cha wecho kumuliramu.
Kakati. Chitafu ya gama nga
alieri wafe mkuru. Our father said when he was in heaven, our home. He said, my people, they became lost sheep. Those I chose to be the ambassadors. Priests and pastors. They made them get lost. Others took them on the mountains that they seek God there. Others went to the on the hills. But they forgot their resting place in heaven. And they don't know there.
We could
escort him in hell. He has gone to the rest. Is there rest where you've gone? Now God says, some of those who perverted us, those who claim to be his ambassadors, ambassadors of the Most High God, yet they don't know heaven.
Don't
be who spoiled this case. Who perverted God's people?
Us
who would have directed the people,
stood
our home in heaven well. We come from the rim below, head to the rim above.
It is heaven, it is just
where there three other heavens. If we direct our brethren, the Bible has ways.
Shouldn't
have many directives.
The one
who guides you is one Christ. Even the one who guides,
why
it's called the Spirit of the Lord,
he
will lead you to where they came from. Even thou seemest an ambassador, move with directors who are rightful. The Spirit of Truth.
If
you heard him say what? Jeremiah 50. Let's repeat it. Jeremiah 50 verse 6.
Abantu bange baba nga ndigezabula. Abasumba bawe baba wabia.
Who perverted God's people? I'm not against pastors.
Pastors,
you need to first humble even apostles, even the prophets, even evangelists, even teachers, even all the gifts spoken of that God gave them.
Don't
direct someone to their father in heaven. Now what have you directed them into?
Father
himself complained, say, my people were perverted, they got lost. Those who led them into getting lost, they are the shepherds. When we speak of pastors,
we
don't speak of these religious people only,
but
in the salvation, even shepherds like leaders.
President,
Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni.
Romans 13
says,
the leader is meant also to be an ambassador of God. Leaders or shepherds who shepherd us. Shepherd us in the spiritual and the physical. You, the father of the
now
mother and children, you are a shepherd who have perverted that home.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
don't you be surprised. You speak shepherds leading flocks. But you're sheep of your father. Of heaven,
and
committed it to your mother and the father and the
flesh.
Them two perverted it. Did they show you where you
came
from? Them two got lost first.
Our forefathers
got lost.
Ask
them, we came from where? We originated from this mountain in this place.
Just
a grandfather. Made me lost again. That one made your father get lost. Even your father made you get lost. Do you wait children you birth to pervert them?
The one
who led the work of perverting us,
Lucifer Satan.
Lucifer Satan.
Oh,
you are saying that the shepherds of God, those who perverted the sheep, where are they?
He
sent you a child from heaven. When they arrive on the world,
he
showed them things not right, that they come from there. In my child, you come from this type of people. You are a Korean. That's a child of God from heaven.
Now
you pastor, you perfected
it
due to you are lost. Let me tell you, see,
all pastors
who perverted children of God, you see, a one who have never preached in the church,
one who
never preached and they have called them,
come
you here. Who is that one?
Most right reverend.
Most right reverend. Come here. Why did you pervert they passed in your household? Directed them to purgatory, which was not there. You'll be there saying,
I choose shepherds
who perverted the sheep of God.
If
you perverted the sheep they committed to you, it was your child, it was the child of your uncle, and they put them in your hands,
and they
added things of religions to pervert them in,
didn't
show them their home in heaven.
You want
the pastors who perverted the sheep of God. Let's repeat this verse we hear. Jeremiah 50 verses 6.
Abasumba babwe baba wabia. Baba chamiza kunsozi. Bavanga kunsozi. Nebagenda nga kukasozi. Bera bidechfocha wechoku umuliramu.
Humanyitu hera bila dewa fe
mungu. You know we forgot our home in heaven where we were meant to go.
Na yenga tumazofuna order.
But after we've gotten order of this heaven, the rim below and the rim above, when direct you will never get lost again.
If
make yourself astray, it will be you yourself making yourself lost. Some of you make yourselves lost.
Make
a phone call. Also, you no more look for me.
And
you know well the way which brought you here. And you go make yourself lost. You will bring yourself back. We are not going to look for you. We are going to look for others still lost. But you, who has appeared, after you disappear, then we look for you. You leave me alone. They don't love me, they don't look for me. You made yourself lost.
Let me
get lost for a week. You are free. When they find you still lost, in the time taking you home, they don't see you. Let's finish there.
Jeremiah 50,
verses 7.
Now Satan
is in
the world. He looked, the lion looking for whom to devour. Satan and his fallen angels. People, we cease to know where we came from.
Place,
the world where we are, we don't know its location.
Don't
know
whether,
where we go to the east, we stretch out and go or not.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Satan
used the advantage. Not knowing where you are. And where you came from. And where you go is where. Put in the world things which destroy. That you can fall with him in hell. They sit you in religion. Even in the false salvation.
They
think of food. Cars and houses.
Na
and you corrupted. Most say apostles. Think of a car is being corrupted. Why think of it when you don't know your home in heaven? It's going to benefit you what? What does it profit into the world?
Then
you consume everything.
But
move to forfeit your own soul. If it got lost on the world,
you refuse to
discover where to take you back home. You
headed
to get more lost in hell.
In
the world of hell,
there
darkness, you can't discover where you passed.
Though they
tell you go out and no one beats you. You cannot go out from there. You can get lost in ways from there.
And
where you came as if it's where you were before.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's finish here.
Jeremiah 50, verses 7. Nabalabe babwe nebogeranti. Tetuono na kubanga bo basobeza mukama omubera obutuukirivu mukama esubiri abajjajja baabwe
ulide cheba sitani bwabazikiriza
abukunsi. Satan destroys those of the world. Works with his fallen angels.
Ogamaneda.
We have no case.
Nebano bonna bana be baabula
ka. All these children of his are lost.
Nabera bye bakola bigwanide tubabonye bonye.
What they do, they ought to be tormented.
Tetulina chetukoze.
Committed no sin.
She can't stand in him.
No, that Satan has no case.
He
began things of perverting us.
It will
reach his pleas and say, God, you'll leave me alone.
Others
don't know their home that you are their father. That one, if we get
married,
they don't even look for any of those. They look things of the world, eat and drink. All of them are corrupted.
So
what should we do for them?
For
in heaven they will not go according to what they do.
Let's go with them.
Take them in the fire. When they come on the head, they say, we shall go with you in the fire. And you are in the shrine singing those songs. We shall go with you in the fire. When I will kill you, I will go to handle another. But because of your foolishness, you too, you are one of them drumming in the shrines.
That
you can go in the fire together with Satan.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. According to Matthew 15, verse 24, he says this. Matthew 15:24.
Na ye nadamu na gamba anti satu mibwa wabula eriendi gezabo lezo mnyumba ya Israeli.
Have you heard where he was sent? Sent to the lost sheep. But you think how did we get lost?
It's
what I've told you of. That the journey of heaven is part one. Breaks for us the rim below.
It's
made of the fourth created heaven. Its firmament. In its firmament. And there is the stars, the sun and the moon. In the midst of that firmament, there is planet, even in the planet Earth. You leave this planet Earth, you move the northern door of the heaven and move to the first created heaven, where the city of God, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
Move
to the second heaven, where there are four living creatures.
Third,
with the paradise of God, in the throne of God.
Journey
is to briefly show you there. And you begin to understand. Even though we are on this world, we look for all things. We seem like we are in need so much. But our needs to discover home.
Seek
for the kingdom of God and righteousness, and the rest I will add them to you. Let me tell you, church, our suffering, getting what we need on the world, it's not in God refusing to give us, but we decided to become his enemies. When we turn desire much things of the world more than desiring things of heaven,
then
we became his enemies. Giving us became not easy.
No, sabe moto kita kita tonya mukova mugo.
A car which will not fall from heaven.
Kutu kakuma angwa.
But it never reaches you immediate. But the cars are plenty on
the
world.
If
we ask God in heavens, it's not in heaven. What we ask him is on this world.
You
ask him land. Did he get it from heaven? Are we together? The piece of land you ask from the Lord, and it descended from heaven down for you. The house of the house, it descended from heaven to down. What you ask on this world but is in heaven.
Right,
what ask is heaven, and what we need. He wanted us to think of things of heaven. Then we ask him things of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Asked
for their car and it came from heaven. And it descended like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
And
his brother Isachem,
he
is coming from heaven for you.
You
get the field where it will be reached. The one we ask is in heaven, what we need on the world. Why
right,
he put a burden to ask the Father in heaven? Oh Lord,
you
in heaven, you ask him today, give me a house, give me a car, give me, and you power in tongues. But
when
you ask is in heaven, you are on the world. What you need is on here. Why don't you look for them yourself? You said the one in heaven, if you think of the world, what trick did he put in the midst there? What did you first think of things in heaven? That's why you ask of the world, but the one you ask is in heaven. Yet is the one meant to give you. Let me give you an easy example. It's like telling a Chinese, I want to rent in Uganda, look it for me, yet is in China. Why should the one in China look a house for you in Uganda? Maybe when he wants to sell the nation of China.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's remain moving on.
With
the angel of water to balance these clouds. As
it
speaks in Revelation 16. Balance the clouds to take the rain elsewhere.
And we too can move on with this our studying. Move on, get the light of knowledge. Praise Jesus much. Now, brethren,
we
bring you this journey of heaven.
Part 1.
See, it has the rim below and the rim above.
And
discover where we got lost from.
Begin
from the planet Earth, move as we ascend up to the third heaven in the rim above. He's taken his reign. We thank him for that, Lord. Why is he testing us, Lord? He wants us to work with him.
And
tell that reign to move ahead. You take off the honors. Praise Jesus. Indeed, let him always do them for us. Praise Jesus much. Now let's move on. Acts 13 in the verse 46 and to 48, he speaks as he says this. Acts 13 from verse 43.
Paulo ne Barunaba ne bogera n'obuvumu nti kyangwana okusoka okubuulirwa ekigambo kya Katonda mummwe kubanga musindikiriza mukisindikiriza sote mwerabira kusanira bulamu obutagwawo laba tuchukire eri abamawanga olunyolwana mu musanvu kubanga Mukama yatulagira bwati nti nkuteesewo kubanga omusana gw'amawanga oberenga obulokozi okutuusa ku nkomerero y'ensi.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Tuteereddwawo.
We have been put.
Ng'era abatume bateekebwawo.
Just as apostles were put.
Okumulisiza omusana.
To lighten the light.
Okuva mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
Right from the nation of Uganda.
Ogulaga abantu twavaawa.
Show people where we came from.
Era olugendo lwaffe olw'eggulu luyimiridde
lutya. Our journey of heaven is standing how?
Olugendo lw'obulokozi.
The journey of salvation.
Olugendo lwange naawe.
My journey and your journey.
Olugendo lw'abantu sookawo.
The journey of those who live before us.
Naffe abaliwo leero.
Even we living now.
N'abo abagenda okujja.
Even those who are coming.
Okutuuka okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo. Reaching the coming back of Jesus Christ.
Bwatyo Katonda bwe yabikula okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga.
How God revealed the call of the nation and the covenant.
N'ekitiibwa kye ku Uganda.
And his glory on Uganda.
Okuyita mu lugendo.
Through the journey of heaven
that
reveals you every secret, then you understand how they are. Right now you can move from here. I want to explain the sheep which got lost.
You end up
with the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus much. You know, when Bible speaks with us in Romans, Romans chapter 3, verse 9-18, say that they all got lost. No one of them understands. Let's read there as we hear. This is not abusing. No. It's to tell you the truth. Let's read. Romans
3
from verse
9. Kale chichi vezisa ife zisanze okusinga bo. Kale chichi fe vezisanze okusinga bo. Nedda na katono. Kubanga tusoso kuwa wabira abayudaya era n'abayonani. Ntibonna bafugibwa kibi. Olunyolwe kumi. Ngawe chawa andikibuwa nti, tewali mutukirivu n'omu, olunyolwe kumi n'olumu, tewali ategeera, tewali anonya Katonda, olunyolwe kumi n'ebiri, bonna bakyama, bafuka batasana wamu.
Have you heard
that they all went astray? All of them got lost. No Jew,
No we of the Gentiles had the same getting lost, not knowing where we came from.
And
no one thought the Lord. But the one who seeks God, even God is the one in heaven. And where would you seek from him else?
The
Spirit is in the heavens and the earth. Waits us in the realm above. Are we together? After all get lost, I'll bring the book of remembrance of the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation through the nation of Uganda, and remind the entire world where they came from. How do they go back there? Let us finish there. Romans
3,
verses 12.
Tewali akola bulungi, tewali nomu. Olunyole 13. Omumbiro gwabo yentana yasamiride. Balimba nennimi zaabwe. Balimba nennimi zaabwe. Obusaga bwembala sasa buli wansi w'emimwa gyabwe. Olunyolo 14. Akamwa kaabwe kajjudde okukolima n'okukaawa. Olunyolo 15. Ebigere byabwe byanguwa okuyiwa omusaayi. Olunyolo 16. Okuzikirira n'obunaku biri mu makubo gaabwe. Olunyolo 17. So tebamanyanga kubo lya mirembe.
Ekubo erya mirembe eri baze
waffe. Of peace which takes them home. That way got lost on this world.
Said,
they are all lost, no one. Their father where they is in heaven. Everyone is mouth.
Words
of poison which pervert on this world. Indeed, I don't refuse. Today we seem like having the knowledge of God on the world. The people have gathered in the many synagogues, those called church, even many religions, even those who not gathered in those, they are in clubs, they are in different things.
But
each is there in they are getting lost.
The
take us back in our peace in heaven. No one knows it. Those who seem to speak of heaven, we are hanging there. One day you can get pastors. How will we go to heaven? As I tell you, what is revealed is ours. What is not revealed is of God. He
has
not yet revealed that. Because you don't know they are in the Bible. You said, let's go from there, pastor. You have the half.
As in
1 Corinthians 13. Right now the fullness has come.
Man.
We don't need the parts. We journey, handle it from the rim below planet Earth.
If
we go to rim above, the first, second, and the third heaven. And don't forget, we have our journey of heaven, this part two. Which show us above the heaven at the beginning, the new heavens and the new earth. But all who can put them in order, except him God has called. That's why he speaks in Isaiah 44 and the verse 6. Isaiah 44 verse 6.
Bwatyo bwayogera Mukama, Kabaka wa Isirayiri, era omununuzi wa Mukama w'eggye nti, nze ndi wa lubereberye era nze ndi wa nkomerero, so tewali Katonda wabula nze. Olunyolo 7. Era ani nga nze, ayita n'akibuulira, n'akiteekerateekera mu oda, kasookedde nzisaawo eggwanga ery'edda. Nebi ebijjo kujja, nebi ebiri baawo babibulire.
Ehoride. Agambi kakati.
He said
mukama
now, the Lord of the beginning and the end.
Na agamba.
And he said, in the verse 7.
And who, as I do,
ani akolanga bwenkola,
shall call, and shall proclaim it.
Aite era akirangirire.
And set it in order for me.
Era achin ordering gire kuruange.
Since I appointed the ancient people.
Kuva wenatekao abantu wabedda.
And the things that are coming and shall come, let them show these things unto them. Now, what is this? You know, ever since we put this world, there's no way he has ever put it in order. You try in search to show you the orders of heaven. Those you see right here. There are something and it's not to praise yourself. No matter how much you'll search for them, if persistence put the first no one has ever risen put them in order. The journey of heaven, he passed, put them in order.
His
final work on earth,
basically
in Uganda, Paul of Africa, to order the entire world how things of God are.
Amen.
But
no one can give them order. Say, when you leave this heaven, you go to this one and you go to the other. If you go above the heavens, no one puts them in order. In the verse 8, he said,
he
made us witness over these issues.
Isaiah 44
verses 8.
Temutia sote muteke muka. Obeda saa kubulira nenchiraga. Namwe muri bajulirwa abange. Waliwo Katonda wabulanze.
Agambe kakati yolaba.
He said, now you see.
Bino nabiyogira kodda. Yenga Katonda agamba yabitonda kuva kulubirirwe bwebitu
ebyali. With them from the beginning they were like that. Now he's called us as witnesses.
Except
for knowing this, we are not going to keep silence.
I know why Isaiah 8.
Where he speaks in Isaiah 48.
And say,
I've shown you the new words. Ever since the earth existed, words you've never known, they have been created now and not from old. You will not research for it elsewhere. That give you the order of heaven. Others will give you a dimension of heaven. You can't dare meet things like this.
That
we prove we are a blessed nation. Put the things in order.
I know why you get
it. Where he speaks in the other verse, we're going on an exhibition. Let's read that. Me too, I've forgotten it. Let me ask it from you. It's in Isaiah.
Isaiah esulayana mutano orunyolo aviri molum.
Isaiah 45 verse 21.
Mubulire molese wewao batese wamu ani eyalangecho okuva mu biro ebyedda. Ani ya chibuli lo kuveda. Sinze mukama.
Oh yo. Tugenda mu mworeso.
Tugenda
mu kubulira na kworesa bintu biri bitu ya.
Exhibiting how things are.
When I find you over one.
These images you see here.
They are not
bow to worship them.
They are mworeso.
They are an exhibition images.
And
when it sends us to
say,
go proclaim it and then exhibit.
Tugenze mu mworeso
mushiyo mission in the entire world.
Mworeso gwa bwa kabaka bwa
mukuru. Mission of the kingdom of heaven.
Nebi amabya.
Even its secrets.
Yesu yebashi.
Praise Jesus
much. Tchibangawo.
It's never happened.
Wamatu dile mukoro
yiro. Let's repeat it this verse.
Isaiah sulayana mtano linyo rabiri moro mu.
Isaiah 45 verse 21.
Mubulire mworese.
Tubulire tworese.
Let's preach and then we exhibit.
Ndozo tegere chigambo kubulira.
You understand the word preaching.
Kuba kugena no bisomano no bibulira.
Move on, read them, preach
them. Neshinga bakuongera
ko. They add on them.
Yoresha.
You exhibit.
Tuwana nino gena mulugendo lweguru.
I was to go in the jar of heavens.
Olwata mu Bible.
Move in the Bible.
Tulaba Bible.
We see the Bible.
No kulaba bibili.
Even seeing how things are.
Natuoresha.
As we exhibit.
What
as
they
and they analyze
when they hear
in our ears and they get understanding. We are in an exhibition. We preach as we
exhibit.
Heaven appeared how?
It's
such a love as it is written. Job
26.
Let's read verse 14
and
to 15. Heaven is such a love.
And
you look at it.
This
is called an exhibition we paid it on. Our ministry is full of exhibitions. In the eras before, in 2005, when the Journey of Heaven is begun, we went in an exhibition in a vision. But others tried to spiritually exhibit it.
In
churches of glass buildings,
those spoke
words which shake the world of winds.
Death must die.
And that's the conference they are putting their banners. Me, I came
and
but I will pass them move up to the sky. And the entire earth will see. And they kept looking at them.
That's
the exhibition you're going in. What's been exhibited in the world, I have wrapped them up. I've gone to the exhibition of heavens.
Yes, we
must praise Jesus, man. Don't be surprised to see these images. This is not for Catholics to go worship them. We are in an exhibition.
And
Kerubim was created. How is he appearing? You look right there. That's what's called the exhibition we are in.
Is
found where?
In the city Jerusalem.
Of the city of Jerusalem. As is kept from here and there.
You are
an exhibition
of the study.
If you come to pass the hearing, let them hear and understand. Even see, let them see. And also at mass, perceive.
Mm-hmm.
Let us repeat.
Isaiah 45,
verse 21.
Mubulire, mwolese. Wewao, batese wamu. Ani eyalanga echo kuva mu bire byedda.
Ani kino kye tulike ya kiraga.
This on who has proclaimed it.
Mhm.
Ani yakibulira okuva edda. Sinze mukama. Sote wali katonda mulala wabulanze. Katonda omutuukirivu era omulokozi. Era tewali mulala.
Teri mulala yinza
kukola kino. No one else can do this.
Here
is where we get the proof.
Tuline katonda omulala
we are with the good living.
Yatutumye.
He sent us.
Yatade best mu Uganda.
He's best in Uganda. Okola mu nsi yonna. To work in the entire world.
Teri ayinza biteeka mu order.
No one can put this in order.
But
God has loved us.
Singa namwe mumu agalanga bwabaka.
You too, you love him as he's loved you. Don't do to him things which are in Hosea. The more he loved Israel,
Israel
forsook him to go to the demons.
You
shouldn't do that word.
He
has much jealousy as I speak of now.
Obuja.
The jealousy.
It
can cause us to be beaten beyond. If you birth 7 children, and the 6 get corrupted, and you retain one,
you can security.
Put security on the child. All of us are like
Uganda.
That today as Uganda. Security which is high level.
You
act proud here, you will face it. That's why others began to ship them. You wizard, go to South Africa. You bewitch from there. The wizard, they ship them from Kawala. Even others will follow him.
And
he has saved you and never kills you. Yet he killed you already. See you in hell where you fell.
See,
why should I beat them now? Have you ever seen an animal eat up your things?
But
runs going to the big pits.
Do
you chase it more? You say, I thought I'm chasing something.
It's going to
fall though I don't chase it.
Those
people came from
working God.
Even their watch ceased to move.
It measures
happiness of their sins just failed. Now we left them a long time and leave them there.
Still,
it will get to destruction. Now, why should I chase them? Let's finish here.
Isaiah 45, verse 22.
45:22.
Mutunulire nze mulokoke mwe enkomero zonneze nsi kubanga nze Katonda sote wali mulala.
Have
you heard what he has said?
Enkomero zonneze omunsi tuzireetera bubaka kakano.
The earth will bring the message to them right now. God has brought them the journey of heaven. Take them back where is the Father in heaven.
And
say, put everything in order. And you're humble.
Aina wayogera mu Isaiah 8.
Where he speaks in Isaiah 48. Let's come from verse
4.
As we wind up that our part.
Isaiah 48:4. Chenavanchi kubulira okuvedda ngata china tukirira na chiranga joli. Na chiranga joli. Olemengo okwogeranti ekifaananchange chechivikoze. Nechifaananchange chole. Nechifaananchange chisano sebiye bibira gide.
Bino abikoze bwati.
He's done this like this.
Walimo avaya gamba.
No one arises to say.
University,
his university is what has taught it. That Satan has revealed it. He reserved this to himself, it is. And he will put them in order.
And
our journey of heaven from the world through all the heavens unto the third in the rim above. That you don't say, I knew of them. No one knows.
He,
the only one who knows the name of God. The Bible says the only wise God. That's why we hold on him to give us wisdom. Just as today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Isaiah 48:6.
Wachiulira. Laba binobyo na namwetemuli. Wachiulira. Laba bino byonna namwe temuli kibulira
agama ha byonna bibino birabe
mbirisi all this you've seen it
mugenda gano bibulira
would you refuse to preach them
we Uganda naga
you Uganda would you refuse
wali wagendo gano kukakana
anyone who refuse to humble
onabulira ki
what will you preach
kubanga omulembe gwo bulimba gukomye
generation of falsehood ends
amen
omulembe gwo kwepatika gukomye
generation of attaching ourselves is ended.
We those
who sit in the council of God's words.
But
it brings people understand his words.
Isaiah 48:6.
Though in the Bible they have been there.
But it's said,
shown you new words. Right from today. They have been created now. It's not from ancient days.
It
means you don't go to the internet. That you've gone to look and search for them there. That they tell me of the order of heaven. That there is the room above and the room below.
Mama.
My goodness.
Buzira fenga new generation
fetu na biteka as the generation we shall put them there
naya gambi
but he says
do navyo ulira manya bigambo bijja
that you hear know that they are new words
bidone dwa kankano so sikubada
now and not from all
nimwanku bade nga bible bibadde
even though in the bible they have been there
ne ibadde te bibikulidwe yaba
they have not been revealed to the people. The words have been put a seal on.
Alibibikula munako
ekyo lutu you reveal them in the latter days.
Those
are
we are.
His final work on the planet Earth. Blessing in Uganda.
Isaiah 48:7. Wewao weda bonna okutuko tekugukanga kubanga namanya ngo wali azamanya nnyo era wayitibwa musobi okuva mu lubuto
kadonda kasemanyi
when God realizes that
nagara matunga ne bosoma muno tobiraba
years though you read them here you don't see them
kubanga olaba olinayo obwawandikibwa busatu
you have three scriptures
osoma
you read
Isaiah
53
mikoje
we are healed.
and you begin your games.
If you knew all this,
children
of God, what would
you have done to them, you man? You would have stole from them.
Did
you make them unclothed in the synagogue? That's why a few little words.
Oh yes, tonight
and Jesus passed Nazareth, and that's what you retain. Arise, daughter of Zion, cast dust from yourself. Both are scriptures hanging there. Very mute little. Revealed you these words. They would have stole from us. If the service,
the whole
special service,
50,000
shillings to enter it,
100,
1 million.
He
taught these. My goodness.
God,
thank you for retaining them.
And
you gave it to us little children who have humbled well. Don't sell them, but give them to our brethren. Is
a
thief who steals you from one scripture. They born to the valley.
If
he knew others. Wisdom to reveal heaven.
We
would have said the service.
We could have said $3
million dollars
each
to read and study heavens. Better he retained them.
If he gave
it to them, what they would have done to us.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So about Uganda.
Now, brethren. God has shown us new words.
If
we want to work with him, begin from there next Sunday. Begin from the planet Earth, in the rim below, the fourth created heaven.
Heaven is
then we move on to the heavens of rim above. The first, second, and the third heaven.
May
God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's go to the next services.